Bob McCann. He is the Senate Democratic Communications Director. Bob, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What's your take on the Republicans who block a movement of the Detroit lighting bill? Tell us about this story.
Well, this is a package of legislation that that frankly we've been working on for quite a while now in the Senate, and it's a package that's designed to set up a new lighting authority for the city of Detroit, because as you may have heard in the news recently, there's a problem getting some of the some of the street lights turned back on in the city, and this has been a growing problem for a number of years. And so this is something that we've been working on with the governor and with Mayor Bing in Detroit. To try to come up with a bipartisan solution to create this authority to solve this problem. But unfortunately, it's one that, like so many things here in the legislature, has gotten politicized. And unfortunately, that means it's not moving forward. And we're just disappointed by that.
From what I understand, if I was to play devil's advocate, Detroit is not able to handle this. That's why there's been such challenges, and the Republicans have a new idea on how to deal with this.
Well, certainly it's one of many challenges facing Detroit, and it's one that becoming a public safety issue for the residents of the city, and that's why it among other issues has risen to the level of attention here in the Capitol that we need to do something about it, and that's why we've been trying to work with the city officials, with the governor's office, to create a solution that works for everybody. And we've gotten so close a number of times here. And just, as we get to that last step to take, somehow the rug keeps getting pulled out on this issue. But it's not, just disappointing for us here in Lansing, but obviously it's very disappointing for, the mayor and the residents of Detroit, because they're just looking for some help on this issue, and we can do it. We know we can do it, but politics gets in the way, as it does so often.
Bob, help me understand. We've had both sides of this story on the program many times. We have the side of Detroit, which says, look, we want to be empowered to take care of the things that affect us. And then you have the other side, which seems to be a Republican side, which seems to be supported somewhat by the governor, that, look, this has been an issue for a long time. You haven't been able to handle it. We're pumping tax dollars and time into trying to solve these programs or these challenges. We're going to take it over ourselves to move forward. Respond to that.
Well, I think what the solution is there is a mixture between the two. I mean, we need to make sure, as we would in any community, that the local residents have control of and have a strong say in the decisions that affect their communities. But that at the same time, as the state is getting involved and putting dollars and resources in, surely we need to make sure that we're being fiscally responsible at the state level as well. And that's why in this particular case, there was an authority being set up that was going to be a blend of city and state decision makers that are going to determine how this money is spent and best spent to get the streetlights turned back on in Detroit. We thought it was a good solution. It was something that our members from Detroit worked very hard to come up with a bipartisan agreement on. But, like I said, twice now in the last month or so, we've gotten to a point where we thought we were ready to get this bill passed. We tried to move it forward, but for one reason or another, it didn't happen. And that's, not, like I said, it's disappointing, because the city residents are asking for help.
So, Bob, what happens with this bill? What happens with this challenge?
Well, yesterday was the only day the Senate is scheduled to meet this month. So, it's not passing any time soon, but we're back in session in September, and certainly our members are going to be making a push with the majority leader to make this issue one of his top priorities for when we're in session again, and hopefully we can figure out a way to move past the politics involved in it and actually get something done for the people of Detroit and the public safety there.
All right. Thanks so much, Robert McCann. Bob McCann is the Senate Democratic Communications Director. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.